Mr. President, I come again this morning in not a particularly pleasant task of opposing the nomination of General Casey to be Chief of Staff of the United States Army. And I again preface my remarks with my appreciation for his honorable service to the country, his family, and the sacrifices that they have made for many, many years. And this isn't a question of character, because his character is outstanding. It's a question of judgment. Now, Mr. President, I think I try to put this in the context of why I'm in opposition. For several years, I and a number of others have bemoaned and complained and criticized and been saddened as we've watched this train wreck in Iraq. Not long after the initial invasion, I came back from a visit to Iraq and visited with the then Secretary of Defense, who bears great responsibility for this debacle, and history will judge him very, very badly for his performance as Secretary of Defense, and asked that we told him how imperative it was that we were not going to win, we were not going to succeed, that we didn't have enough troops over there, that Anbar province was going to erupt, and basically all the things many of us saw were going to transpire. Now, General Casey, for 2.5 years up until recently, would come back to the Congress and say that things were well. I quoted many quotes yesterday from time to time, including in 2005, saying we could start withdrawing by 2006, and on and on. Completely divorced from reality on the ground. Completely divorced, as was the Secretary of Defense. And I will state at the beginning, presidents are responsible. Presidents are responsible. But presidents also rely on the advice and counsel on their military leaders. That's just a normal thing to happen, and has happened in every conflict. And President Bush said time and time again, I've said the American people, as Iraqis stand up, will stand down. But I've also said our commanders on the ground will make that decision. And I have. We'll talk to General Casey. On and on. The Army's getting on its feet. We turned over a lot of territory to the Army. They're good fighters. They really are. I spent a great deal of time with General Abizaid and General Casey. They are in Washington. They are generals. You'd be happy to hear. Tell me the way it is, not the way I think it would like to be. Time after time, it's been very clear that the President of the United States, as appropriate, has been relying on the advice and counsel of the commanders in the field, who did not give him appropriate information or recommendations. In my view, we are all responsible. In the military, you are responsible for the decisions that you make on the battlefield, particularly when they cost our most valuable and important asset, that's American blood. In his opening statement at a Senate Armed Services Committee on September 29th, General Casey said, quote, the capacity of Iraqi security forces has increased quantitatively and qualitatively over the past year, and, quote, we have also developed with the Iraqis a readiness reporting system, not unlike we have, the one we have in place for our own forces. So over the past 18 months, we have built enough Iraqi capacity where we can begin talking seriously about transitioning this counterinsurgency mission to them. Did he realize at the time the statement was wrong? And when did he tell someone? At the same hearing, General Casey said, more coalition is not necessarily better. More and more capable Iraqi security forces are better. Increased coalition presence speeds the notion of occupation. It contributes to the dependency of Iraqi security forces on the coalition. It extends the amount of time that will take for Iraqi security forces to become self-reliant, and exposes more coalition forces to attacks at a time when Iraqi security forces are increasingly available and increasingly capable. There has been no sign of that, Mr. President. Why did it take 15 months for General Casey to change that assessment and then not even agree that the new strategy of 5 additional brigades, which most of us pray is enough, and most of us believe is a direct contravention to the Powell Doctrine, which is use overwhelming force in order to gain military... country. President Bush has said General Casey will make decisions as to how many troops we have there. Why did it take 2.5 years? And the situation is worsening in Iraq. The NIE that came out yesterday should frighten anyone, any American, because of the stark depiction in the NIE public document of the NIE that states that the situation is grave and deteriorating in Iraq, which is also the conclusion of the Iraq study group, whether you happen to agree with their recommendations or not. Mr. President, responsibility is one of the first things that's taught at our service academies. We are responsible for our decisions. When the Missouri runs aground, we relieve the captain. When four sailors are washed overboard in a submarine, we relieve the captain. Now what we're doing is we're rewarding failure, just as we did during the Vietnam War when we named General Westmoreland as the Chief of Staff of the Army after a failed search and destroy. There's some eerie parallels here. General Westmoreland employed the search and destroy strategy, which is counter to any counterinsurgency strategy. Counterinsurgency strategy is clear and hold and build. That's what General Petraeus is trying to do now. That's not what has been done in the past under General Casey. So, what are we doing? We are promoting a general who has pursued a failed policy, advocated it to the President of the United States, whom he is responsible to advising, advocating it to the Congress of the United States, despite the overwhelming view by many of us that it was not a successful strategy. And still today, where he will be in place, if he's confirmed the United States Senate, for responsible for the operations, the training, and the doctrine that will be employed in Iraq, and he's still, to this day, as far as I know, as far as a hearing a short time ago, believes, and I could give the quote, that we are not failing, that we are succeeding. I don't know of anyone who believes that's in a responsible position in government. So, Mr. President, it is with a bit of regret I do this. Again, I would repeat what I said yesterday. Senator Levin asked him, I'm wondering whether you would agree with the that what we're doing in Iraq was, quote, maybe a slow failure. General Casey, I didn't. I actually don't see it as a slow failure. I actually see it as slow progress. How could you depict the situation in Baghdad today with six helicopters being shot down in the last few weeks with a spike in casualties that has taken place and the continued level of sectarian violence that it's a slow progress? So I want to tell my friends that people in the military, particularly our young officers, are watching what we do here. We teach them in our service schools, and we teach our non-commissioned officers and our junior officers. You're responsible for success or failure. That's why we appoint you as leaders. And in this case, this leader, despite his honorable character and his dedication to this country, has not led and is not, and his responsibility has not been carried out. So, Mr. President, I hope that my colleagues will turn down this nomination and that we will appoint one of the many, many highly qualified senior military officers that we have to fulfill this position. And may I just finally say, Mr. President, I'm very nervous about this new strategy. I'm not sure. In fact, I'm very doubtful we have enough troops. I don't know if the Maliki government will be strong enough. But if General Casey is appointed to this position, my confidence will be lowered because it's not appropriate to put someone who does not support wholeheartedly the new strategy in the position where he will be responsible for a great deal of it. And to this day, doesn't admit that this policy has, present strategy has failed.